talking about, I know the cup games kind of made it a bit of an odd schedule, yeah. Paul, but even if you park those to one side, I think it's 10 points from 10 games, and a point game over a prolonged period is not going to get you where you want to be this season. How do you
if they want to go and appoint another manager, no problem, I'll go. It's not a problem for me to go. I'll leave tomorrow, I'll leave next day, it's no problem. That's what Ipswich Town's the most important thing. Not me. That's what Ipswich Town's the most important thing. So if I go tomorrow, or I went next week, or whatever happens, the club's in a really good place. It's sitting second in the table, like halfway through. What the lads done at the start of the season has been incredible. For being relegated, for the football club being an absolute morgue, 12,000 people in it, to where it is now. I said if I left tomorrow, don't know when I'll leave. That's what's the most important thing. So they're bringing somebody else, it's no problem.
By the very nature of you sort of saying that, yeah, will now raise a lot of questions.
It doesn't raise questions. I'm realist in football. Nobody's sitting and tell you lies. Nobody's sitting and tell you anything else. I'm a realist, I'm not a fantasist. And I'm a realist because I've won things.
But you're surely not saying that you think you're in danger of getting the sack, are you?
Maybe, you don't know.
Are you seriously
saying that? It's not something I lose sleep over, put it that way.
Why do you not lose sleep over it? Your pride would take a hell of a dip, wouldn't it?
That happened long ago, that, you know. Football management, you just get on with it. Football management, you get on with it. I don't lose any sleep whatsoever. It happens, doesn't it?
Is there any communication then that could happen?
No, Marcus has been brilliant. Marcus has been brilliant. Marcus is a brilliant owner. No, things like that. But I know how football works. No, I'm not silly.
So you're speaking about the wider context of football, you know, as a manager, if you go on a run, that you could end up out of a job, is that what you're saying?
Aye, no problem, actually, nobody's. I could get my jacket today and leave. Who's going to stop me?
But what would that solve?
That's why I've tried to win the league.
Are you saying that you're getting a bit exasperated with the atmosphere around the place? Or?
No. The club has came a long way in the year we've been here. It's came a hell of a long way. So much wrong with it. There was so much incredible to be in the right road and the right path. There's so much wrong, and you only see the surface of it.
But you, if you don't mind me saying, you're kind of contradicting yourself a little bit, because you're saying that, and yet the next sentence could be, but I could get my coat and go tomorrow.
Yeah, if Marcus wants me, it's no problem. That's what I'm saying, I don't have a problem. Marcus says go, or Lee says go.
But why are you even talking about that, Paul?
Because it might happen. Nobody knows. Nobody knows, do they?
All right,
but you're not anticipating that from Marcus or Lee.
You know, I always think you're one game away for the sack. Always think that.
But that's just your fatalistic view, rather than a...
Because I've been in the game so I started football when I was 15.
But there's 50. Been nothing in the conversations that you've had with Marcus or with Lee that suggested that's on the cards?
No, the two guys have been really good. Hmm. They've been really, really good.
And you're not thinking of picking up your coat yourself in your own position?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll wait and see.
You're considering your position?
But Paul, you did this once before at Blackburn, didn't you? You surprised a lot of people. You decided that you've had enough.
Not really.
You're not feeling like that, are you?
No, I feel good.
You sugar?
Yeah, I feel good, yeah.
Paul, it just seems an odd thing to say. You've done a lot to turn this club around. You've put all these thousands on the gate. The team is second in the table. Yeah. Right? You haven't won at home in the league for a while. Yeah. And yet you're talking as if you may not be here.
Nobody knows, sure.
It just seems an odd thing to say. If you were bottom of the table, we'd understand it. But you're second in the table. Mm. You know, you're still competitive. You know, you've said all along what you've done to galvanise the club and the things
you've done. I'm not important to the club. The football club is the most important factor.
Yeah, we understand that, but it just
seems a manager only helps to a certain point, yeah. and they drive it.
But we're just a bit surprised that you're coming out with these comments at this time.
It's not a big issue. It's not an issue.
It will be a big issue amongst the fans when they see these comments in black and white, and it says Paul Lambert was asked if he might walk away, and you say, "I don't know, we'll see." Well, I think that for them that will be a big issue.
Yeah,
they'll now be concerned that the man that's come in and generated some feel-good factor is now saying this. What are you saying to the fans then?
That's what I'm saying to you. The support is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And they've been brilliant to me since I've been in. So I don't have any qualms on that. I ain't the most important factor. If I'm not the guy to take that switch up, somebody else comes in. Brilliant. That's like brilliant.
You must believe you are the guy to take
it. I've got my own thoughts on things. I've got my own ideas on things. Some things I agree with, some things I don't agree with.
Is that... When you say if some things you agree or some things you don't, is that the way the club is run?
No, because Marcus to me is what I would say about Marcus is, and he's been great since I've been at the club. He's really, we have a good laugh, contrary to what everybody think, we have a good laugh, but we also have some serious moments. And he's been really fair with me, really, really good with me on a lot of things.
And he hasn't even mentioned the fact that you might leave the club. He hasn't told you you're two games away or you need to win the next two or any of that nonsense.
I think he gave me one and a half games, didn't he? he's not said anything like that. He's been as good as gold that way.
Do you not think it's a little unsettling to say things like that in the press conference that, I can see your perspective as an experienced manager. You know that you could only be a certain amount of games away,
mm-hmm.
and that's certainly true. Probably less true here than at other clubs because Marcus has a reputation for sticking by managers.
Didn't he pull off, did he?
He didn't before, but he has done with other managers, hasn't he?
I think Mike done a fabulous job here.
Yeah.
Fabulous job.
But Paul Dill, for example.
Paul done great, yeah.
But he was given a long time, I think.
Yeah.
And Roy before that was given a long time. So
yeah.
I think there is a feeling that Ipswich is a job where managers are allowed to...
Don't say secure, because there's no such word as secure here.
Degrees of security.
Eh?
Degrees of security. But do you think that's sort of unsettling for fans or unsettling for players when you're sort of questioning?
The fans and the players are always going. It's always the case, they're always going. The most important fact is I told you is the football club. It's not me. It's the players and the supporters. And I always say that, and I always will say that. That's the most important thing. My time as a player is gone. I don't know, 2005.
Paul, would you like to stay here till the end of the season, if you can, and see what happens with the club and the position?
I'd love to see the club go up in any factor. Whether I'm here or not, I'd love to see the club. I'd love to see the club in the Premier League. It's that good, with the support that's got behind it. And hopefully one day that'll happen. Because it's a brilliant club, it really is. It's a really great club, and it's... I hate seeing the way it is, maybe being in the division it's in, but it is, because it's a brilliant football club to be at, definitely.